Afternoon, everyone. Open up our Bibles in John chapter 10. The title of the talk is Bye Bye God Sheep. Bye Bye God Sheep. Bye Bye God Sheep. Have we any faith? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. And all the people said. All right, that's the talk. Now, I want to talk about our good shepherd and also his flock, and that we're in a very special situation and a very special flock here in Bunbury, and that we have a great shepherd, Jesus Christ, leading us. And also, of course, we have a good pastor, Pastor Tim, as a shepherd, leading us as well. And it's just great to be in this fellowship. And of course, I'm no farmer. I never will be a farmer. I did a Bachelor of Arts, so there's nothing wrong with that test. There's two other people I work with, and there's three of us in total have a Bachelor of Arts. And we all became bankers, so you do have a future. You're afraid now. Like I said, I'm no farmer, I never will be one, and I'm not an expert of sheep. We've got a couple in the room, and it's great that we just have the Lord's word. And in John chapter 10, we've read that parts of it last Wednesday as well, and it's been in a few talks, and it's been on my mind for quite a few months actually, about the shepherd and the flock. And it just keeps on coming out in different talks and also in the spiritual gifts. And it's great to be a sheep. And we are all sheep. We are the flock of Bunbury. And, we are following our shepherd. And, that's the beautiful part. We are following and we are being led by a good shepherd. And that's the important part. And if you read in John chapter 10 and verse 27, this was a scripture that was pretty much on my mind every single day in the time that I was being witnessed to. And it goes, Graham Black, he always said, my sheep hear my voice. In John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And it was this scripture that just kept on bearing down on me, and hearing the word, knowing the promises of God, and not having tasted that yet, not having heard that yet, not having been partaker of it yet. Every time I was doing what I was doing in the world, I was, in my back of my mind, I knew that God was not happy with what I was doing, and that there was a better way. Jesus promised a better way, and that his sheep hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice is what Jesus said. And of course, it took me 3 years, but getting baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit that Sunday afternoon on January 5th, I just knew, okay, now I am part of that flock. I'm still a little lamb getting the milk, but it was a start, and it was a fantastic start. And we'll just read on in verse 28, it's about Jesus is talking here. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And this is promised straight away. Jesus is saying, "His sheep, my sheep hear my voice, and they shall find that pasture, and no other man shall be able to pluck them out of them from the flock." And Jesus promises protection, he promises to lead them in a good way, and that we can just follow. And we sang the chorus as well after baptism today. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. And anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. And the sheep, when you see a good shepherd just walking up at the front, he has his stick and some food, and the sheep just follow on. They follow on, and they trust him. And we will follow on as well, and all the people said. And many of us may have been disillusioned with the religion or this world and the things that we were doing, being forced to church, being forced to believe in something which there was no tangible evidence, only having that, trusting someone who said something to you, but not seeing the evidence. And we are blessed that we can just have our children grow up in the church and having miracles being performed, seeing healings happen, seeing marvelous things happen, which in this world doesn't happen. You know, people being forced to church or being forced to live a certain way, like eating certain foods, veganism or whatever else. You know, being led astray by religious leaders, having a promise, giving them promises, but not getting fed, not getting fed the true word, not seeing the healings, not seeing the miracles, and only seeing the strife maybe in that church. And the so-called shepherds as serving themselves, religious leaders serving themselves instead of feeding the flock, which unfortunately we see, you know, quite a lot as well, where churches, you know, have people standing in front and requesting money, for example, and it's all false shepherds. And it's a tragedy to see, because we know there is, you know, God's word, and God's word is true. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 34. Keep your finger at John 10. We'll just go to Ezekiel chapter 34. And Ezekiel 34 is a great chapter about, you know, shepherds, false shepherds, and the true shepherd. And we only pluck out a couple of verses in the scriptures here. And first of all, about the true shepherd. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 11, it's prophet Ezekiel, being inspired by the Lord, in verse 11, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Now this is a promise, a prophecy of also the lost tribes of Israel, but also for us, you know, being scattered across the world, and the true shepherd, Jesus Christ, is looking for us. And we've been plucked out of, you know, different situations, one from boganism and, you know, religious backgrounds or whatever else the background may be. You know, Catholics, Anglicans, even airy fairy, veganism. I don't know why veganism comes up again, but, you know, being scattered across the world, and, you know, we've heard the voice. Someone's spoken to us. Someone's taken the time to talk about what's happened in their lives. Now, God has healed me. God has changed me. I used to be a drug addict, and God has changed my life. I used to be a Catholic, and I didn't understand the word of God. I was baptized, received the Spirit, and suddenly it all made sense. And all these different people from different parts of the world, different cultures, black, white, or in between, it doesn't really matter. You know, God is called, and his sheep hear his voice. We'll skip a couple of verses to verse 22, and verses in between, it talks about the characteristics of that shepherd and what he will do. And verse 22, pretty much summing it up, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall go. They shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Again is the promise of protection, no longer being a prey, and no longer being alone and destitute or alone as a sheep, and coming together in the flock, and Jesus Christ has come, put us together, you know, as a descendant of David. And verse 24, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David's prince among them, and the Lord has spoken it. It's a promise. He stamped his authority, his seal on it, saying, this will happen. This is going to happen, and you shall be my children, you shall be my sheep, you shall be, you know, the chosen ones, the promised ones. And the verse 31, last scripture of the chapter. And ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. Just making it clear, you know, you are men, you are my flock, you are my sheep, you are my pasture. I am your God, saith the Lord God. And it's just a wonderful promise and analogy as well. You know, we are the flock of Bunbury, and we have God's word that's leading us. And we have a pastor that assists us in the word and leading us to salvation. And we have Jesus Christ, of course, as that great shepherd, and he's given us his word. And many people after that, you know, continuing on in staying faithful to this word, and looking all the time, just revert back to God's word, which is feeding us. You know, as a lamb, it was milk. And as we are more mature, it's becoming meat to us. And each time we partake of it, we grow stronger in knowledge and understanding, and also in wisdom, hopefully. And it's just a great thing that we can just have, you know, testimonies that we can build each other up. You know, with the great things that the Lord has done, that faith builders, those stepping stones of faith, building blocks of faith, that without, you know, it is just the words, but we see the deeds. We have, you know, a wonderful cloud of testimony in this room, but also the whole world, of course. Let's go back to John chapter 10. And just in the beginning of that part of Ezekiel was talking about the false shepherds and those who were doing their own thing. They didn't feed the flock. They didn't heal the sheep that were injured and just let them go astray and not, you know, trying to keep them together. And they just went off all by themselves and scattered, and they died. They were destitute and lonely. And those were the shepherds which you know, were called shepherds, but did nothing what a shepherd would do, because a shepherd cares for his flock, cares for his sheep. And of course, there are characteristics of sheep, and the shepherds in this room would know that, of course. And, you know, a good shepherd, you know, leads. He goes forth. He walks, and the sheep would follow him. Now, the sheep recognize the shepherd. They've been with him for a while. They recognize his voice, and some sheep even recognize their own name. I didn't know that was possible, but apparently it is so. Some maybe in the smaller flocks, but they know his voice. They are led, and the shepherd leads, and they follow because they trust him. They trust and follow him because they know where he goes. He leads us to good pasture, good food, and it keeps us safe. And if there's wolves or anything like that, he's there to help us. And, you know, we follow, and another sheep follows, and then all of them just go one after the other and just following, knowing, okay, where we're going, that's probably a good place. And that's pretty much also the old school of shepherding. You know, the sheep, you know, flock together and are led by the shepherd. And then nowadays, and in Australia, you see that as well, of course, is dogs are used to muster the sheep, and running around the flock of sheep, trying to let them stay together, and biting at the heels, or instilling fear sometimes in the sheep, and that's one way of doing it, but it's not leading. You know, the dogs are instilling fear and coercing the sheep and going a certain direction, and maybe less respect for the sheep. But if we see the Old Testament and we see Jesus, he's leading the sheep. He's going forth, and the sheep are following him, which is a big difference there. And Moses, of course, when he came into the land of Midian, the first thing he does was to assist Jethro's daughters with the sheep, because there was other shepherds trying to take them away, and he was there to help the daughters of Jethro and keep the sheep safe. And when he went up to Mount Horeb, he was leading the sheep. He was their shepherd. And at that time as well, God spoke to him, because he knew, okay, this man can lead sheep. He could probably lead Israel as well. I don't know, it was quite a balance there, but you know, Moses was called. King David, you know, in his youth, I can read in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he recounts what he was doing as a youth. He was leading the sheep, he was a shepherd, and he recounts his battle with a lion and a bear, that, you know, a small sheep was taken by a lion, by a bear, and he killed the lion, he killed the bear to save that one sheep. And he was willing to do that for Israel as well. That's why God saw, you know, in this person I can work with. And, you know, these two characteristics, Moses being able to lead also, and David giving his life almost for his sheep, because fighting a lion or fighting a bear, you know, is not the easiest thing to do. Now, these were characteristics of people willing to give themselves wholly for their flock. And, you know, we are also part of God's flock. We are also workers. You know, we are assisting one another. A pastor leads us and cares for us as a good shepherd. But we also have tasks, you know, in assisting each other. I weep when others are weeping, you know. I have joy when others are in joy. That we just have that a sense of community, and helping each other. And because in the end, we're all going to that same green pasture. And all the people said, you know, our life and that green pasture that's ahead of us. That's where we wanted to go, and that's a beautiful thing where we're going to. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Because in the last days, of course, there's going to be a judgment. And Jesus Christ, so we'll be there, and God will be there. And we'll just read in chapter 25 of the book of Matthew, in verse 31. There's going to be a separation, and a separation has already occurred on earth, of course. But at that moment, there's going to be the final separation. And Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That's going to be quite a sight. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. So a separation between good and evil that's going to be. And then shall the king say unto them, unto his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, that's going to be us. And all the people said, now, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Now, Jesus is preparing this wonderful place for us, this green pasture, that, you know, is going to be prepared for his flock, you know, his sheep on the right hand. But on the left hand, there's going to be other things happening which aren't so pleasant. And we read on in verse 35, talking about, you know, the characteristics and experiences of these to his right hand, the sheep. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. This is us amongst each other, helping each other. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. And I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick, in prison, and came unto thee? And these are the things we are doing naturally to one another, that we want to help each other. And, you know, it's not always easy, life in the Lord. Things happen, trials, the tribulation, and great things as well, joy and healings and mighty miracles. And all this, you know, we look to each other to help each other to move forward, and, you know, seeing the Lord work in us and seeing the shepherd help us step by step to victory. And then in verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Now we help each other, we help the flock, we help other sheep, but actually you're doing that to the shepherd. The shepherd, you know, has less sorrow, has to do less, because he knows, you know, the work is being done internally. Now we are following the shepherd, but we're following each other, we're helping each other go to that promised land. And in verse 46, now, got the right hand, the sheep, going onto that green pasture, and the left, which did not those things. And verse 46, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, the goats, those who have been separated, but the righteous into life eternal. And that's where we're going to, and all the people said. I'll leave it there.